Hello and welcome to episode 60 of the Main Yarn Podcast, brought to you by Knitwit Yarn Shop. I'm Julie.
And this is Jen.
And welcome. This is February of 2022. This is our first episode of 2022. We'll explain why later. But today we're going to talk about what, Jen?
Maybe some finished objects.
Nice. We'll talk about what we're working on.
And what we want to work on next.
We'll have some shop talk.
And probably a Knitastrophe.
Probably.
All right.
So let's hear about those finished objects.
Yeah, I think we were racing this time, potentially. We're having some sort of contest because we both did well. For some reason, I was... lately, I've been feeling like finishing things...
Nice.
Almost
Who
as much
are you?
As I've been feeling like starting things. So I've been kind of trying to balance it, even though I've got a bunch of things that I want to start. I am limiting myself a little bit. But the first thing I finished was my Beadic Mitts by Laura Nelkin. Sorry, Laura. Yeah. they were part of her... She's got a kit where she sends out a small project every... quarter every month. I can't remember. I get them and they're piling up in my bedroom and I want to do them, but I've been finishing things up anyway. These were really cute fingerless mitts with a beaded pattern on the back. I'm calling them finished, but I do really want to line them. Mm-hmm. And we just got some new yarn in the shop called Alpaca Sock.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds nice.
I think it's Barocco Alpaca Sock. It's either Barocco or Lang.
Yeah.
It's super soft and it's like the perfect yarn to line your mittens with or make socks out of.
Yeah.
So that was my first finished object. What have you got?
I had a few finished objects. So I'm still not clear whether I finished these last time or the first time, but I've got Ellie's mittens on here. That was probably the tail end of the conveyor belt of ridiculousness that we've got going on currently. So some of my mittens I finished by Christmas, and some of them lingered a little bit longer, but that's fine, right? So I've got another entry for mittens on there.
Excellent.
How about you?
Oh, let's see. So this was also one that I'm like, did I really finish it that like within this last time period? And it was my Kairos cowl.
Kairos cowl. I don't know. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Again, another Laura Nelkin. I've been on a beading kick. We've still got a couple of these kits left in the shop, and they are just amazing. You can make a cowl or a shawl out of them. I made the cowl. It was very different than like a normal cowl. I think I've talked to this about this before. It was a intentional Mobius strip.
Yes.
And so it was a lot of fun knitting it. We're like, oh my goodness, I just keep going around and around and I end up at the same spot, which I guess you always do if you're knitting in the round. But it looked weird because it was both sides of the thing at once. And it came out just gorgeous and I've been wearing it a lot. It's not like a super warm, gonna keep me... totally, you know, cozy like a blanket, but it was perfect. I went to Dallas for a work trip, and I wore it quite a bit there because it was like the one cold week Dallas had.
Can we just say shawls are really good for work trips?
Yeah,
because I wear a shawl or a cowl on the flight and there's always that weird like I'm too warm but I'm too cold but I'm not sure but I might need a pillow. It all kind of works. And then you can also wear it and accessorize your outfits. I just want to say shawls and cowls are very useful for work trips.
Yes, this one probably not as much. It's a little more lacy and beady. Like I don't know that I would want to use it as a pillow on an airplane.
Well, yeah,
and it wasn't
you
super
might have some
warm
strange marks
yes
on your face.
It wasn't super warm given that, but it was just enough to like lay over my shoulders and like look fancy.
Yeah, nice.
Which is rare these days. And it also works on video calls because, you know, it's this top part of your shoulder area.
Yes, also very good for video calls. Yeah, also shawls and cowls. I'm sorry. I just got to say, I have like three lined up at my desk so that even if I'm not particularly dressed up and I have to get on a call with a client, I can just throw one on and it looks like I'm all fancy as well.
Yeah, because, they can't see your hand-knit socks in Zoom world now that we live in.
Usually, I'm not showing people my hand that sucks, so there's a work call.
You're not kicking the computer. Those are those frustrating calls.
Yeah.
Anyway, I finished my Kairos cowl, and I'm super happy with it, and I might make the Kairos shawl if, I if there's kits left and I get back to it. But so save me, people. Buy the last kits, please.
And they can buy those at knitwitportland.com.
Of course.
Of course. That's not even the word from our sponsor. So what else did I have? I also have another pair of mittens. I said Ellie's, but those are the smaller kids' ones. But I also made a kind of an adult size for one of the other nieces.
Pretty.
I hadn't seen her in a while, so I had to, like, hold my hand up to her mother's hand and go, how big is her hand? Can you just, like, give me a gauge?
At that age, mothers don't know, because yeah. The girls won't hold their mother's hand anymore for a few years.
But luckily, you know, her hand was much smaller than mine. Surprise, surprise. The mother's. Okay. And she's, like, somewhere in between. So okay. I just went with...
And mittens it are almost very fits me. Flexible.
Yeah.
Like, you buy mittens at the store, they're going to be one size.
Yeah. So I do like these. I know I'm still not going to be done because somebody saw them and likes them, so we'll see.
They're in a lovely shade of Hogwarts.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't my intent. I don't know.
Gryffindor.
The thing is, I think Gryffindor is technically red, and this is more of a burnt sienna.
I feel like it's more of a maroon.
Yeah, but this is actually orange.
Oh.
It just looks red against the yellow.
Yeah.
But they're like a mustardy yellow and a dark orange color in stripes. So, yeah, I'm happy with those, but I would like to be done. But I think I can now actually say I'm done with my Christmas knitting.
Perfect.
For last year.
Well,
what else have you got?
You don't have to clarify. You can say you're done for this year.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Okay. So you're going to go through that again?
Yeah.
Another conveyor belt of ridiculousness.
Yep, next year. I'm sure. We'll
see. You're too nice. I rarely knit for people for Christmas. my summer sorrel I finished, finally.
Yay.
This was out of the special colorway we did for the retreat last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fingering weight yarn based actually on the Jaggerspun Kojiko.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of that, and mm-hmm. we had On the Round dye it for us.
Nice.
And, so pretty. And now we're trying to think about what color to do for next year.
Ooh.
She's going to do it again for us. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have requests, I might take them into consideration.
This year, right?
This year.
Yeah,
that's what
so
I mean.
Coming up in, like, 4 months.
Yeah, or if you'd like the exact countdown to the second, you could go to Knitwit at the Shores,
I
and there is a
that.
Countdown calculator if you are excited as me.
I think it's June 16th.
It is.
Yeah. June 16th
through
2022.
The 19th. Yes. Yeah. And one of the instructors, is Casa Pinka.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we do like a pink sort of thing for, I don't know. We'll see. We're also dyeing up some custom colorway kits from Wonderland Yarns for her class she's going to teach with a exclusive pattern for the retreat.
Nice.
Yeah. And the same thing for Owlcat Knits's pattern. She's going to have colorway kits dyed up for the retreat as well.
Ooh, very nice.
I'm so excited.
Could be a problem.
So many colors. So little time.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about
your
my summer sorrel. Sorry, I got back. Last summer led me to this summer, and
it
I was all off.
Do you remember Secret Squirrel?
No.
Okay, there used to be this old cartoon called Secret Squirrel, but being American, it wasn't Secret Squirrel. And I was watching it in England, and we used to think it was hilarious that it was called Secret Squirrel. Squirrel. So every time you say summer sorrel, for some reason I think of Secret Squirrel.
That's awesome. Yes, and every time you say squirrel, I hear the little girl from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie. Daddy, I want a squirrel.
Apparently that's one of the words I still say in a very English way.
Yes, and so I always hear the bratty little girl who needs everything, and Daddy gets it for her. So she got a squirrel. Anyway, so I finished this, and it was a great pattern, the summer sorrel. It was fun to knit, and it went fairly quickly, even in the fingering weight yarn. And
nice.
I've worn it once.
Yes,
I wore it to actually the opening day of the shop.
Ooh.
Because I'm so warm in the shop lately because I'm just moving and lifting and doing all this stuff that I wanted a short sleeve shirt, but I didn't want to wear a t-shirt on the first day. So I wore my my knitted t-shirt.
Nice.
It was so much fun. I mean, it's sitting there. It's hanging up in my room on display on my mannequin?
In
the
your room?
Dress form. My bedroom.
Oh, okay.
It is on a dress form.
I thought you meant in the shop. I was like, you have a room in the shop? Okay.
I do. We'll talk about that later. But it is in my bedroom at my house.
Very nice.
On my dress form, so I can ooh and ah every time I walk past. Because I have not had a chance to... there is a picture of me wearing it, though, on my Ravelry page.
Okay.
But it's not like an everyday wear because it's short sleeves and it is February
right now.
Maine.
Yeah. But it will be there soon.
Yes. And I'm going to wear it to the retreat.
Okay.
All right. What else have you knit?
Well, this one, finally. So I started this on December 1st of last year, remember?
Yeah, we were like, started
we're
together.
We're going to do it as a knit along for, why am I forgetting the word? But anyway.
Advent.
Advent, thank you. It was an Advent knit along, and it had 13 packages. And then I got stuck on my conveyor belt of ridiculousness and had to put a stop to it because I had millions and millions of mittens to knit. But it's finally sort of done.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. It needs to be ends, lots of ends to weave in, and lots of blocking required because some of these stitch patterns, they really are going to come more alive when it's blocked correctly.
Yeah, that's so cool. Different colors of different stitch patterns all the way through in the gorgeous Madeline Tosh colorway.
Yeah. You want to make it now, don't you?
I do. There's one left in the shop.
That's right.
Please buy it before I make another one.
Please, everybody, buy
this. I did the crochet version, just if you recall from last time. And it went really fast because it was a crochet, crochet thing.
And this one really fast.
Yeah.
Really. It's just that I had to put it
and
down.
And that is a gorgeous one for keeping you warm.
Yeah.
And looking glamorous and everything.
I'm going to take it on my work trip next month.
Yay.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
New York.
Okay.
It's not a long flight, but.
I'm going to Omaha next month.
Yeah, that's a long one.
I need the glamorousness for Omaha.
As one does.
Yes. We love Omaha. All my Omaha peeps out there, we love you, and I'm so glad to be coming back. If I have any free nights, I will look up Omaha Knit Night and see if I can join you.
Yeah.
That was a little parenthetical to those guys.
What else have you been making?
What else? Is it my turn already?
I think so.
Let's see what else. Oh, I did the Andes Beach Adventure cowl. So it's been, lots of cowls. Mm-hmm. This one was a mystery knit along that came with a story. And it was super fast. I think it's the only knit along where I've kept up. And they put out clues like twice a week. So it was each was like a paragraph of the story and like four rounds. So, even someone busy like me could keep up. I did mine out of three different colors of On the Round's Plush DK. And I just totally love On the Round, obviously, since I keep mentioning them. Rachel is up here in Maine and she dyes the most gorgeous colorways. So she has a DK weight, Plush DK it's called, that's only available in shops. She doesn't sell it on her website.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally started carrying it. And, it's so nice. The colors are just gorgeous. Anyway, so it was a fun little knit. It made a cowl that was sort of wider on the bottom and, narrower on top. I think I just recently put it on social media. I had Nicole, one of my shop workers, model it. She looked so pretty.
Yes. Oh, in front of a lovely blackboard.
Yes,
I noticed that.
It used some beads too. The beads are completely optional if you are against beading, but I would recommend this one as well.
If you are anti-bead.
Yeah, anti-bead. Because, we have to be separated on everything here.
To bead or not to bead. I'm sorry. Had to be said.
Loving beading, obviously, because how many things in my finished objects were beaded? One, two, three?
Yeah.
Three of the four things.
I'm not as much of a beader.
You haven't done it yet.
I have.
Then.
Yeah, I've done it.
You need to do it more.
I have a whip that's beads. I'm so into
color work.
Yeah.
As you'll see from what I'm working on and beads lately. Mm-hmm. I'm just crazy, but loving it.
Yeah, nice.
So those are all I have finished. Did you have another finished object?
I do. I have the hat for my dad because my dad has a birthday in January. So once I was done with my Christmas stuff.
Yep.
I always have to pick up something for my dad. I don't have to hand make it, but you can see this is made with, I believe it's Jagger spun, but it was in my stash.
Okay.
And it's a lovely green.
Yep.
I made the brim of the hat just in that. And then I added Barocco Ariel.
Yeah,
as a sheen for the top of the hat.
Yeah, that's really pretty.
Thanks. And yet still somewhat masculine, I think.
Well,
he seems happy wearing it, so I'm going to go with
pretty,
that.
By pretty, I meant,
Yeah.
Nice looking.
This is what it looks like in progress.
Very pretty.
Thanks.
Yeah, the Barocco Ariel was the colored version, so it kind of plays with the colors in the base yarn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I really, it keeps me interested. I have to say right now, my favorite projects seem to be ones where I've picked up two yarns and held them together. Mm. So there's a little bit of a Stephen B. thing going on.
Yeah.
I would say.
That's fun.
Yeah, because he espouses that, and we learned that in his class a few years ago.
Yes.
You can really make it your own if you just pick up two yarns and put them together. Suddenly it's unique, pretty much.
Yeah.
Nobody else will have it.
And you can mix and match things, which is something I'll talk about with one of my projects I've been working on. I've mm-hmm. got using two different weight yarns together.
Yes.
And
yeah.
doing color work, which is crazy.
Yes.
Whoever thought we could do that?
Yep.
So, all nice. Right. So on to what we are working on now.
Mm-hmm. You have more than I do.
I have a really long list yeah. for some reason. All right. I am making a mini pupper sweater. So I have a mini pupper.
Yeah.
a tiny little dog that is recent.
Where is he?
He is napping in his crate.
Oh, sorry.
He's being a good boy.
He is. He's always a good boy.
Yeah, he's going to hear you.
We're not going to say
him,
his name.
No, but even using that tone of voice, saying those words is probably going to attract at least one of the three of them. They're all taking naps. Anyway, my little one is tiny.
Yeah.
And he just shivers outside. He's so cold. And I had some leftover orange yarn from my vest mm-hmm. that I made.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Malabrigo Rios. What?
I'm just cracking up that the dog gets Malabrigo Rios in his sweater. Sorry.
Malabrigo is a very cost-effective yarn
yes,
for what
it
you
is.
Get.
It
is gorgeous, and it's not priced like some of the others.
Right. It is true.
So, he is getting leftover Rios. The cat actually got a skein of Rios when we first moved into the shop.
Yeah.
Because we put our plastic bins too close to the heater in that old shop and the heater was super hot and it melted the bin so there was one that had chunks of plastic melted into the yarn and so and it was like fused to the bin so we came we turned the bin on its side because it wasn't usable and left like this hanging cat toy of Malabrigo Rios for her and she's like I can't disassemble it and run all over the house with it I don't like it
yep.
What fun is that? Mm-hmm. You can't play cat's cradle with it around the dining room table.
Yep.
So, yes, my animals are spoiled. Anyway, so I'm making this mini pupper sweater. And it is by Finicky Creations. It is definitely made for mini puppers.
Okay.
I mean, look how cute that is.
Yes.
The sizes range from extra small chest of 11 inches to a large chest of 24 inches, which is still probably smaller than all of your dogs.
Yes.
Anyway, it's made for tiny dogs, and it's really cute. And lots of, like, you can just measure your dog and customize, like, because it's like, and then knit for this many inches.
Well, can I mention that, so the thing I'm making, which I'll talk about in a minute, I started it once before, but I decided I didn't like the yarn.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have that abandoned whip.
Yeah.
I was thinking I might do some steeking and turn that into a dog sweater.
There you go. That'd be awesome.
Mm. We'll see.
I like it.
And then we'd have matching sweaters.
Yes. That'd be awesome. Okay. So yeah, I'm making the mini pupper a sweater mm-hmm. and hopefully I finish it before it's warm outside.
Yeah.
Because he needs it. So not that, you know, my daughter didn't bring home 17 other jackets for him and so forth.
Yeah, I saw them all just now.
She works at Petco and, you know, anytime something goes on sale or whatever, it comes home.
Yep.
All right. So what are you working on?
Right now I'm working on the Pierside sweater, mm-hmm. Which is the one I was just talking about. So I started it once before. I got about halfway done up the width, the length of the sweater, and decided I didn't like the yarn, so that may be abandoned and turned into a dog sweater. But this time,
so it's not really gonna match then.
No, it'll just be the same design, but it is also turquoise, just a different turquoise.
Okay.
But this one is made in bobolink, and it's my self-made fade, and I finally picked it back up again. And see, I'm almost I'm pretty much at the arm.
You are
arms, actually.
I think you are.
I think I probably am too. But it's a very cable intensive sweater.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Thanks. So I'm working on that again.
All right. So let's see, what do I have next? Oh, the sock that I'm actually knitting on right now. So this is called the Back to Nature Socks. And if you follow the yarn shop on Instagram, you would have seen in progress because I was just like tickled with it. It is color work and it's made out of Lang Yarn's jowl.
Yavol.
Okay. I don't say that.
It's not made out of jowls. It's made out of yavol.
Sorry. Eye rolling. Yes.
No jowls were harmed in the making of this yarn.
I don't know what a jowl is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like this part of your face.
Oh, yes, I know that. I would give that part of my face up to make socks if I needed to. Anyway, it's J-A-W-O-L-L.
Yes, yavol. It's a pun in German. Would you? Have I already gone over this?
No.
Okay, so
that I remember.
In German, the word for yes is ja, which a lot of people know. But if you want to kind of do a definitive ja, like, you know, definitive yes, like yes, really, or yes, indeed, mm-hmm. then you go jawohl, which is J-A-W-O-H-L. Now, wool in German is W-O-L-L-E. So this is a joke. It's a pun because it's jawohl. So instead of jawohl, which is indeed yes, it's yes, wool.
Okay.
Which is not funny when you explain it. But it's a clever German pun.
It reminds me of, well, I'm going to get way off topic, but the Lopi pattern
like
books
I didn't.
have, there's one sweater that says ja, ja, ja across it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In it just says yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. And there's one that says no, 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 or whatever.
Oh, that's a really good
it's
idea.
It's supposed to be like the protest sweater.
Yeah, but I could do one that's improv and it says yes and.
There you go. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Where were we? I was making this sock.
I interrupted you rudely.
It is made of this color of yarn, many colors of yarn that I have, because it's color work. And mm-hmm. it's a little forest.
It's beautiful.
Trees in the background and mountains. And I love it. It's so fun. And now I'm on the boring, like, just foot is just plain green part. Mm-hmm. So it's slowed down a little bit, but it's perfect for podcast knitting.
Yeah.
So I'm working on foot number one, and then I'll have another sock to do. The leg went so fast because it was like engaging color work.
Yeah.
And lots of fun.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
It reminds me of the bobble hat, as I said, I think, last
time.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. But there's no sheep.
No.
But then you said there is sheep because it's made of wool.
Yes.
I think that was just a trivia dinner.
Yeah, I think that was
podcast.
Yeah, I think that was a trivia. So.
Anyway, I'm making a sock. Ta-da.
And it's lovely.
Oh, it comes from the book Happily Knitting Socks. I knew there was something else I needed to say.
Mm-hmm.
By those two guys.
Yeah, those two guys.
What are their names?
I forget, but they're Dutch.
Something like that? Sorry. But yeah. It's a great book, and it's got all kinds of color work knit socks for this jawohl yarn. If you're searching for that, you will want to type in jawoll, but there'll also be a link in the show notes if you'd like to see it. There's lots of different colors, lots of fun, and I'm knitting it, so this is cool too. I don't like DPNs.
Den Dennis and Mr. Knit Bear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am using my mini Chowgu set. So this is a tiny little circular needle, mm-hmm. US 2 tips. Two-inch US 2 tips,
yeah.
And then a tiny little circle that goes with it.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, Julie's sorry. Just crawling around on the floor or something. Here. I don't know. Losing her stitch markers.
I'm losing my stitch markers. I think that might be code for something.
Losing her mind. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on right now. Would you like me to do my next one while you're continuing to lose your stitch markers or whatever you're losing?
My marbles, yep. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so then we get to the Spark Cardi. This is my big one to talk about. I've made a bunch of progress. This is the Andrew Mowry sweater, and I'm not mm-hmm. going to dig it all the way out because
it's really nice.
It's buried in my giant new bag.
Yeah, which we're going to talk about, right?
And it is also up to the point where I'm ready to attach the sleeves.
Yeah.
Sleeves which were pre-made.
Oh, nice.
Four times, I believe, if you recall back to the early days of a few podcasts
ago. So that's like an octopus sweater, though.
Exactly. But I only have two remaining.
The
miss arms have been pulled out. It's just like one of those statements that you never thought you'd hear yourself say. The mistaken arms have been pulled out. Anyway, so this is the one where I'm using Entropy DK as my colorful yarn, and I'm using, what the heck is it called? I always forget this one. Santa Cruz, Juniper Moon, Santa Cruz in a worsted, and it is a pretty thick worsted. Like,
yeah.
I might even call it an Aran.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm mixing this DK and this Aran, and I got gauge.
Nice.
Because it's supposed to be all in worsted. Mm-hmm. But I mixed these two, and I got gauge, and I was super happy, and it looks really pretty. And I messed up a little bit, but I think it's probably not a mess up. It said to, you know, knit the body until you were 12 and a half inches from the bottom. And I'm like, that's kind of short for me.
That is. I'm going 18.5.
I'd like 16.5 for this sweater. So I did that, and then I get to the next step, and it's like, okay, now you're going to start decreasing for the neckline, but you're not attaching the sleeves yet. So I had another 2 inches of knitting to go before I'm attaching the sleeves. So I'm at about 18.5 as well, but not that I meant to.
Yeah, but still, I think that's a good length.
Yeah.
This one's 18.5 in the pattern, though.
Oh, okay.
But it's one of the bigger sizes.
Yeah, this was for all sizes. It said 12 and a half, which I thought was odd.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm super happy with the way the color work is coming out and that I'm about to attach the pre-made sleeves and I'm going to be there.
Almost done.
And that means there'll be steeking in my future. So
it's so weird because that's like that sweater skews purple and this sweater skews green.
Yeah.
So we're working on each other's sweaters, really. Usually it's the other way around for us.
Well, we just need some variety
in our
wardrobes. So.
We do.
There is green in it, though.
I just mean it skews it. Yeah. All I see anyway is purple.
Yeah,
you probably only see green.
No, the purple is the darkest color, but it's got shades of purple and then some shades of green and shades of white all mixed together. And together, those colors, I love them. They're so pretty.
Yeah, me too.
So, that's my Spark Cardi.
Yeah.
What else have you got that you're working on?
Yeah, so the other thing I'm working on is I published this pattern, and if I remember right, it sold a few times, so that's good. It's called the Easy Speedy Hat and Scarf, and it was the one that I talked about. Remember when I said I'd lost my mojo and I was trying to get my mojo back? So I designed this really easy hat and scarf with size 15 needles.
Nice.
And it's two yarns held together, different weights. And I made it the first time with some Madeline Tosh super bulky. I always get the bulky and chunky confused. But anyway, really thick yarn and then kind of a lace weight gray that went with it. Mm-hmm. And it was the Madeline Tosh that changed color. And now I'm making it the other way around, except with Quince Owl?
The biggest one is Puffin.
Quince Puffin
and
Main Yarn. I started with Main Yarn Sock, but we'll talk about that. I think this may be my, I'm going to make a bunch of these hats.
Cool.
And maybe.
Start them for next winter.
Yeah, but see, it's got a bit of scope creep going on because I just got a new job at work.
Yeah.
And I have 5 people reporting to me. And I was like, wouldn't it be nice if I made them all hats for Christmas?
I did that the first year at one of my jobs.
Yeah, but this hat, I'm not just trying to sell it. It's so fast.
Yeah.
I'll talk about a Natastrophe, though, later on, but it is so fast. you'll see what the Natastrophe is. It's nothing to do with skill.
Okay.
It's easy.
Most of the time, they probably don't have anything to do with skill.
Yeah. Or lack thereof.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I have 2 others that I worked on a little bit. My Poor Woolen Honey, another Andrea Mowry pullover that I'm doing in Remix Light. So it's another DK sweater. It's really pretty. I love it. But it's been like just hanging out on my needles for a few years. I got hung up because I was doing the sleeves and I couldn't find I kept messing up the way to start it because it is garter stitch but knit in the round.
Yeah.
So you got to remember to switch from knits to purls.
Go back and forth. Yeah, that is always a bit weird.
And so I kept messing that up on the sleeves. And then I finally used my Chow Goo minis, not the minis, the shorties, the smaller, slightly bigger one, the one in the blue pouch. And now they're moving again, but then I keep forgetting about it because I've got these other things that are keeping my attention.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. And then finally the mandala madness did see the light outside of my closet again.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted something on my lap while I was sitting there freezing, knitting and watching TV. Yeah. Actually, at this point, it was crocheting. So I got it out, worked on it a little bit, and then it went back. Nothing, you know, it just takes so long to get around a row of these on this thing because it's huge at this point. It's probably 5 feet across.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot more to go, so... Of course, it's crochet, so I could just stop at any point, but Cassie wants it as big as possible. But I started it a while ago, and I used some acrylic yarn to do it, and I'm not loving that part of it.
Yeah.
So.
Like my injury last time, which I may be unfairly blamed on the acrylic yarn, you know, just in retrospect, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So that is all I have that I've worked on.
Alright, cool. So. Well, now a word from our sponsor. Knitwit Yarn Shop is now open in our new, larger location in downtown Portland, Maine. We are located at 34 Danforth Street, still just steps away from the waterfront. Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. If you aren't local, or just feel like shopping in your pajamas, you can browse our full inventory at knitwitportland.com and also follow us on Instagram at knitwityarnshop or on Facebook at Maine Knitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, so what do we want to work on next?
Everything, all the things.
Of course. I have got the... Oh, do I have it on there twice? I think I... no, just one. I'm trying to be good. And the thing that I want to work on is the As You Wish knit along.
As You Wish.
As You Wish. And Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Knit along.
So if you are a fan of The Princess Bride, as I have been forever,
yes.
This is, it's an amazing homage.
Yes.
To... that movie. It is so funny. And we worked with Wonderland Yarns. They dyed up a bunch of kits in colors like Prepare to Die and Princess Buttercup and the swamp. What's the swamp forest thing called? The fire swamp. Anyway, I just got the first clue. I have skeined up my yarn, but I was trying to finish something else. I don't think that's going to happen, but I've got the first clue and I found the needles and I skeined up my yarn or balled up my yarn. So I am ready to start that puppy any day now.
So it's a mystery knit along from who?
From who? You would ask that.
Sorry.
It's here somewhere.
Or from whom? From going to be grammatically correct.
Yeah. It's buried in my giant bag. It's in here somewhere.
But they can find that on Ravelry because it'll be your project.
Lyrical Knits, I think.
Lyrical. Very nice.
I think that's what it's called. I can dig for the pattern while you tell us what you want to work on next.
Okay. Well, I think I need to add to my list, actually, because I've only got one thing on here, but I know I want to do more stuff. I had this on here last time. My Sweet Georgia's Sail shawl kit, which you cannot say fast.
I want to as well.
even if you're a voiceover artist, it's difficult to say that. So Sweet Georgia's Sail shawl kit. I have that. That was my birthday present from last year. And I was making myself wait until my Winter Spice shawl was done, which it now is, pretty much. Just need to weave in the ends and block it. So weave in the ends, wash and block it. And so I think that means I can start skeining up that yarn and get started on that shawl kit. So that's really almost on the needles.
I know, I want to make that one too. Arg.
Did you find it?
I did. It is Lyrical Knits, a mystery knit along. Nice. And it is very funny. So the tips to before you begin. Knitting has some rules, and this pattern in particular has a few that will make the knitting of it much smoother. They are... Number one, don't cut your yarn unless the pattern tells you to. Honest, Wesley's life depends on it. Number two, carry up any non-working yarn, blah, blah, blah. Number three, weave in your ends as you go. I know, inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
But unless you have a deep love of weaving in ends at the end of a project, you won't regret weaving in ends, at least most of your ends as you go. Mm-hmm. And number four, don't start a yarn war in Asia. It's one of the classic blunders. So, yes, there are all kinds of puns as you go. Nice. The first section is called Figuring Out the Fire Swamp. The second one is This is True Love. You think this happens every day? So,
lots of nuggets from the movie.
Yes. So, super excited to start this. And, you know, maybe I'll just put on the movie and watch it with my kids and...
That's some alignment right there.
Yeah. just working the mojo or something. Mm-hmm. But we do have a bunch of those kits left. I picked the... Oh, shoot. What color did I pick? Prepare to Die?
That sounds right. Prepare to Die as in die or die?
It's spelled D-I-E.
Okay. But it could be the other one.
And actually, the color of it is actually... The colors are a little more saturated than the picture on the website even looks. So... It's really nice. I love it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think that's the only thing I have on my what I want to work on list, but I know there's more. Probably my sail shawl.
Yeah. I will say that for mine, besides all my works in progress, I just reorganized my work office. You know, I work from home.
Yep.
So the room where I work from home, and I put a separate desk in there for all the non-work stuff. So that, you know how sometimes your non-work stuff kind of creeps onto your work desk and then you can't think straight? And now there's a little yarn bowl, of course.
There's a yarn bowl on my work desk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, now everything's moved over there. And I can still sneak over and play with it while I'm on a work call, but because it's in the same room. But I've got two skeins of yarn in there that I was going to use for my shawl that I'm designing. So you never know, that might happen as well.
Mm. Yep. The other thing I want to work on that I didn't write down is the two. So remember last year we had the De-Stitch Nation from Wonderland Yarns?
Yeah.
I bought a couple of those. This year they're continuing the tour, but they're going to the literary realms.
Yes.
So we have one from Wonderland, which of course is where you'd have to start.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. So it's Alice's headband. and then the second one, which just came out and I'm so excited for, is from Neverland.
Yeah.
It's just this gorgeous, deep, deep blue color with pops of what, you know, could be from the fire swamp.
Yeah.
So
that would be Peter Pan. Or yes. Peter Pan and Wendy, I think, might be the original title, but it was originally a play, not a book, and now I'm going to stop being a nerd.
Okay.
For a second.
The color of the yarn is Neverland, because that's where they go.
Yes.
And
the
pattern is called Second Star to the Right.
Yes.
And
straight on till midnight.
Morning.
Morning. Yeah, straight on till morning.
And so what they do in the pattern is they take, so it's this deep, dark, like night sky blue.
Yeah.
And then there's this yellow pop with a little bit of orange and white behind it.
Yeah.
And when you come to that color, it has you do a different stitch to make the stars.
Oh, nice.
And it's a crocheted shawl. So
I was with you until crochet.
But you could still use it to do anything you wanted.
Yes.
This is the Queen of Hearts, which is their sock weight, 80% merino, 10% cashmere, 10% nylon, and it's so pretty and I can't wait to start this one. The fun thing
is lovely.
So last year all the yarns came with steamer trunk stickers.
Yep.
Put on your steamer trunk, as you must have. This year it's coming with enamel pins.
Even better.
And the Neverland one is glow in the dark, so the moon glows at night.
Yeah.
And they go perfect on my new bag, which I keep referring to.
Yeah, should we talk about the new bag right now? Or?
Well, we can, because we're transitioning into shop talk.
Yeah. Okay, that works.
All right, so new bags.
New bags.
Every year, Knitwit works with local artist, named Scott Nash. He lives out on Peaks Island right off of the coast of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And he designs a gorgeous fun, whimsical, awesome little design for our bag. Last year it was the octopus, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This year it is a dragon.
Yeah.
So the dragon is knitting. He's knitting with lances that he apparently has stolen from the knights who tried to attack him.
Yeah.
And
here he is.
It's big.
He has the same kind of eyesight that I do. I can tell by the way he's looking at that yarn.
He's like looking really close. A couple of people have said that on Instagram already. But yeah, he's just so much fun.
Yeah.
And the bag is like a big boat tote size, so it's even bigger than last year.
Yeah, and it's got an interior pocket as well with a zipper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a zipper top, and it's got an interior zipper pocket.
Yeah.
So very nice.
It is fun. It's right now it's got my entire Spark cardigan in and all the extra skeins and then like four other little projects.
Yeah.
So
well, and I came over here, I saw it live in person and then of course had to buy one.
Yes.
So now I'm the proud owner as well.
Yep. And lots of people have been because I just put it out at noon today on Instagram and Facebook and it's been like going crazy.
Yes.
Everyone's buying it, so
it's been flying off the shelves like hot singed dragon cakes.
Yes, and I will be adding it to apparel as well. So wait, watch for that. We'll have t-shirts and so forth with that version and then a colorized version too, which will be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what else has been happening?
Well, all right, so the puppies have come out. The
puppies here.
Hi, baby. So yeah, we have so spent... Cute. And this is part of the reason why we didn't get a January podcast in, but we just moved the entire store. There was a lot of yarn crammed into those 700-800 square feet. The old store was tiny. If you've ever been in there, you can't go down an aisle without bumping into someone. There was, if you had like four customers, it felt crowded. And if you, I just kept wanting to buy more yarn and the shop
didn't have space for
it. Didn't have space. And so Chuck was getting mad at me for trying to buy more yarn and there wasn't room for it.
Even though he is Mr. Yarn.
He is. So he kept saying he plays yarn Jenga, trying to fit it in all the spaces. So the big news, as we've been talking about, is we have moved. We've got almost three times the space now.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so nice. It's just so roomy. There's, we got some comfy chairs. I haven't seen them in there yet because we just bought them this week.
Yeah.
Bought a couple of those last night. Yesterday we bought some tables, so we're going to make up a classroom. Those are in my car right now. So it's coming together, but man, it has been so much work and so much fun and just crazy.
Yep.
But yeah, it's been a trip. We're so excited to have it open. We opened a week ago, I guess. Was it just a week?
Yeah, maybe I think so. Weeks? Yeah, because you had your soft and squishy opening.
Soft and squishy, yes.
Yeah.
And it is, it's quite amazing. So, but that means I can bring in more yarns. So I now have two types of Noro.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two types of Lopi.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Homestead yarn, Homestead Worsted and Homestead Sport from Primrose Yarn Company.
Yeah.
Which are nice... they're good for using in patterns that call for spin cycle because we can't...
Spin cycle?
You haven't heard of spin cycle yarns?
No.
Okay, you're the only one. anyway, that's a yarn that Andrea Maurer uses a lot in her patterns.
Yeah.
And they don't wholesale to very many shops, so I have not been able to get it. But this new stuff is gorgeous, so super excited for that. It's just going to keep... We're able to carry more quantities of colors. And so you got to come in if you're in Maine. Stop by and see it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Floor
to ceiling yarn. Yep.
But room to walk around. At points during that first day, we probably had at least 20 people in the shop and it did not feel crowded.
Yeah, I saw pictures. It was like, oh, there's more than one person looking, you know, in an aisle. That's amazing. And I might have helped with some of the painting.
She did.
And that kind of stuff. And there's a little cozy corner.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're talking
about
the chairs.
That's where the cozy chairs are
going. Yeah.
And all the bulky weight yarns and the patterns.
So you can even like kind of sit down for a minute, see if, you know,
there's a table with daylight lights. This is going to be dedicated for people who want to see the colors a little better.
Mm-hmm.
They can take the different colors they're working with over to this table and mix and match and see how they like them together in the daylight.
Yeah.
But we're also working on upgrading all the lights in there too, so it's much brighter already than the old shop.
Nice.
And the colors will be truer.
Yeah.
Truer.
And the classroom is really exciting as well.
Yeah.
An enclosed classroom.
And public restrooms.
Yeah. Well,
yarn shop patron restrooms, not just public. Yeah, it's super exciting. So I hope you all can come in and see it soon. Yeah.
Yes.
The last thing shop related is the retreat. We are continuing to plan out the retreat. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about it quite a bit, but we've got Casa Pinka. Mm-hmm. We've got Simone Caret from Owlcat Designs and Sydney Krabaugh from Squidney's knitting school, School of Vintage Knitting, I think is what it is. But those are all some amazing designers. It's going to be so fun to hang out with those ladies.
Yeah, can't wait.
And you just go to Knitwit at the Shores for all the info. And then there's a registration tab off of the menu that has a registration button on the bottom, because I'm not that fancy with computers and it's had to do two separate websites. So sorry about that. But
you can also meet some amazing podcasters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll be there, too.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So, Knitastrophes.
Knitastrophes. I guess I've probably had more than one, but I'll just give you the one that you were aware of, because I was finishing my Winter Spies shawl. It was so almost done. I'd put it aside to make all those Christmas mittens. I picked it back up, and I was so ready, and it didn't take long to finish. And it's, you know, little advent packets of color, so that you only get a certain amount of color. I'm binding off, and I had like maybe 25 stitches left to bind off, and I lost the game of yarn chicken, and I was stuck there. But then I realized you had the same advent kit, and maybe you had some left over because you made a different design than I did. And we have different gauge. Yeah, and we have different gauge. I don't think it's that different, but yes.
Yeah.
I think we both tend to knit larger, but the good news is you did have some left, and I finished it today. Yay. So yay, it worked out.
All right, and as a special bonus segment, we decided we were going to add a contest in this month.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah.
Which means giveaway, people, giveaway, so pay attention. So I think we'll go with my question.
Yeah, go for it, and you can describe the prize, too.
Yeah, we'll start a thread, and it's all to help me. It's all about me.
because you can increase your yarn stash.
Yes. I'm looking for a good project book, so I know that I could
define
keep...
Define what you mean by a project book.
Yes, I'm going there. I'm going to do it.
Because when I hear that, I think of like patterns in a book. Yeah. A book of patterns.
Oh, really? Well, no, this would be a book where I keep track of my own knitting projects. Mm-hmm. And I can write down with pen and paper, or maybe even sketch out my own designs and keep nice track of them. And it would be a project book in my head. I actually want it to have little squares and sections on the pages to make it clearer where I'm going to put...
Yeah.
Each, you know, here's where I put my gauge, here's where I put the yarns that I used. And I know that I could do all of that on the computer, but let's face it, we are tactile people, knitters and crocheters. We want to make stuff with our hands. So I want to like physically handwrite it and hand draw it. And I'm having a hard time finding a good project book. I'm interested in your thoughts. If you've got one that you'd like, or if you've got some ideas, or even you just want to say, yeah, I can't find one either, please add on to the thread that we'll post on Ravelry.
And if it's a nice one that, you know, I can get for the shop too, I can start carrying it.
And then we just curated this lovely collection of yarns as a giveaway prize.
Yeah.
We were talking about how we tend to knit in purple and turquoisey greens. So we've picked some purple and turquoisey greens for you.
Yeah, these would be gorgeous together.
Yeah, so starting off with kind of the plain turquoisey one, which is actually very similar to the bubble ink color I'm using. Look at that. This is Prairie Spun DK, spun and dyed by the Brown Sheep Company in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Omaha.
My Nebraska friends.
Yeah, not Omaha, but yeah, Nebraska anyway. It's 100% wool, and the color is Misty Mountain. There's one skein of that. It's a worsted.
Yeah.
And then we've got Painted Desert Pure Superwash Australian Wool, 100% wool, and this is in a lovely colorway. Those of you familiar with Painted Desert, you know, you can picture the kind of the spun different colors together, but there's like purples and greens and turquoises and pinks in that.
It's
all together,
sort of a fingering weight ish
100% it's a wool. Super fine, actually. I would have guessed more of a fingering.
Yeah, well, I think number one is fingering.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Because not all the yarns use the numbering system, but that one has a number one on it.
Yeah. I mean, you are the yarn professional, so I'm going to go with that. And then the last one is Ella Ray Silky Kid Super Kid Mohair and Silk in a very, I think, super fine
thread, which would just be lovely, hint, hint, if you wanted to hold it together with one or both of the other yarns.
Yeah.
And make yourself a nice, unique colorway design. So those three beautiful yarns are untouched, except by me just now, and ready to be shipped off to a U.S. address of our winner, who posts something on the Ravelry thread, which we'll put up for the podcast number 60
yes.
thread.
Exactly. So there we go. Looks like you've come to the end of another main yarn.
Yeah.
Show notes.
It was fun.
We'll be located at knitwitportland.com and click on the main yarn podcast menu. Then yeah. you'll get all of the recent ones are there. The old ones, there's a link to where the old ones are housed. From there you can listen to it or just read the show notes. And it's also available anywhere you can find your podcasts generally, like, what's it called now? Apple Podcasts or, all those types of places. So,
yeah. And thank you to our sponsor, Knitwits.
Yes.
Please come and see them in their new shop.
Please.
And I think that's it. Yeah. Happy knitting, everyone.
Yeah. Happy knitting. Bye-bye.
Bye.